Bill Bryant is one of the members of the Port of Seattle Port Commissioners Council. The commission is in charge of the Port of Seattle, naturally, SeaTac Airport, as well as the waterways of the Puget Sound in the Seattle area. This year, the commission decided in secret meetings to allow the Shell Oil Corporation to park its drilling rigs in the waterways of the Sound prior to movement to Alaska to continue exploration for oil in that region. Bill Bryant is one of three on the five-member council to push for Arctic drilling activities going through Seattle. He is also considering a run for governor of Washington. In other news that surprises exactly no one, Bryant has received $2,500 in campaign contributions for his run for governor from the CEO of Foss Maritime, the company leasing Terminal 5 for Shell, and another $1,500 from the chairman of Salt Chuck Resources, the maritime conglomerate that owns Foss. Bryant has also received other shady campaign donations as a reward for doing the bidding of the 1%. At a recent meeting of the Evergreen Republican Women's Club, Bryant bragged that Seattle's alternative newspaper, The Stranger, had rated him at 5 dead polar bears out of a possible 5. He was proud of it. And this is why I believe that people should be involved in politics. Because if you don't agree with the policies of people on, say, the Port Commission, the least, the littlest, the tiniest voice that you can have is to vote against the people who pursue those policies. If you really don't approve of their policies, you can become more active, campaigning to unseat an existing port commissioner, say, or mayor, or governor, in favor of somebody whose policies you do support. And if you really don't like or approve of a pursued policy, you can in fact run for office yourself. Nobody is going to pursue your policies like you will, but the least you can do is vote.